Welcome to day 292. We are up to Perek Aleph of Maseches Orla Mishnah Beis, and we're continuing to darshan, to explicate the psukim that serve as the source of the mitzvah of Orla. As a reminder, Orla is that we do not partake of any fruit from a tree during its first 3 years of existence. And Chazal learn a lot of halachos pertaining to Orla that are born out of the way, the specific language that the pasuk uses to teach us this mitzvah. So our Mishnah is going to teach us halachos. We'll learn them together, and as we go, I will explain, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it explicitly, I will share how it's born out of the psukim based on the Mefarshim, really based on the Bartanura. So says the Mishnah, Eis Shabo Avaseinu La'aretz. From the moment that our ancestors, Yehoshua and that whole chevra, entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time as a nation, Matsu Natua, if they found trees already planted there, Pater, they're exempt from the mitzvah of Orla. Why? Because the pasuk says, V'chisavo La'aretz. From the moment you walk into the land, that's when the halach is activated, so to say. So if anything was planted before then, that is not included, because that isn't from the moment you entered. That was from before you entered, and therefore it is not chayav. If you eat, you can eat from that fruit right away. You don't have to wait 3 years. Now, natu afal pi shelo kavshu, if they planted a tree from that very moment they entered the land of Israel, they didn't yet conquer the land, they didn't yet go to battle, they didn't even settle in cities yet, they just planted a tree right then chayev, it is obligated right away. Because again, the pasuk says, v'chisavo al ha'aretz, the moment you walk in the land, it doesn't say anything about conquering it, doesn't say anything about making it yours, it's the moment you enter it as a nation. And therefore, as soon as you do that, when you plant it, it is chayev in the halachas of Orla. Hanotel rabim chayev, if someone plants a tree in one's own property for the purpose of the public partaking of it, they want to create this tree for anyone, anyone can partake of it, then chayev, still you're chayev in Orla. There's no differentiation in the pasukim between whether it should be for public use or private consumption, it would be chayav in halachas of Orla. But Rabbi Yehuda poter, Rabbi Yehuda exempts it. And it's based on a particular way that we darshan, that we learn out from psukim. It seems like a technicality, perhaps, but there are rules. We say it every morning in Rabbi Yishmael Omer in the Siddur. There are rules in how we explicate psukim. And the pasuk says twice that there is there's inclusionary language. It says unetatem, when you plural plant, and then it says arelim, which is also plural, and the double use of plural seems, it's called a riboy acha riboy, it comes lema'et, it actually comes to exclude. So it seems because it says it twice, once would have been enough. The fact that it says it twice seems to say that really only if you planted for private use, not public use, does the halacha of Orla apply. The first opinion does not agree with that. They agree with the rule of riboy acha riboy, but they say unetatem doesn't really imply plural, it's just that's how the Torah speaks. When you, even individuals, but it's talking to everyone, so when you plant, it's not a double riboy. Anyway, continues the Mishnah, Hanotea b'rishus harabim, one who plants. Now we're going to see a whole list of types of situations, of scenarios. Spoiler alert, all of them will be chayiv, so we'll explain them as we go. All of them will be chayiv in Orla. So let's explain as we go. Hanotea b'rishus harabim, one who plants in a public domain. There's no reason why we'd assume not. That tree is going to be chayiv in Orla. There's no reason why we'd assume otherwise. People do that. It's a public domain. If it's for public use, people might plant a tree. And if it's for yourself, that's totally a normal type of planting, and therefore you'd be chayev in Orla, as we'll see. Va'oved kochavim shenata, even if a non-Jew that plants a tree, whether it's in your field, certainly if it's in your field, maybe even if it's in his field, but if a Jew is partaking of it, you would have to keep of all the halachos of Orla. Where do we know that from? Well, the pasuk says, unetatem kol eitz machal. We would have thought unetatem means when you, the audience of the Torah, is always the Jewish people. So we'd have thought that it's only the Jews. But it says, unetatem kol eitz machal. Any tree, could have just said unetatem eitz machal. But since it says, if you plant any tree, any seems to include kol, seems to include anyone who planted. However it got planted, the halachas of Orla would apply. So that applies even to a non-Jew planted. Gazlan shenata, same thing. If someone steals land and plants a tree there, still, you'd have to, if you then partake of that fruit, you'd have to keep the halachas of Orla. And if someone plants in a boat, there's a strange situation where we learned earlier that there are certain boats apparently were made of like an earthenware material, and therefore the roots would sometimes penetrate the outer part of the boat, and therefore it's like, if it was docked by in Israel, it's like it's getting nutrients from the land of Israel, and therefore it'd be chayev. But other boats that don't, if it's made out of metal, it wouldn't apply. Va'ola me'elav, even a tree that sprouts on its own. Again, kol eitz machal. In any situation in which a tree, even if you don't plant it, but it sprouts on its own, once you got to the land of Israel, still that would be chayev in Orla. In all of those cases, you'd have to keep the halachas of Orla. That is Mishnah Beis. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Imagine you have a tree that already served its time. It already went through all the halachos of Orla. Now it's in its 6th, 7th, 8th year of existence. But for whatever reason, it gets uprooted and then you replant it. Do you have to keep Orla again? Do you have to keep another 3 years in which you're not allowed to eat from that tree? So says the Mishnah, Ilan Shenekar, if a tree was uprooted, Vasela Imo, and some of the rock and the soil is still with it. If you've seen sometimes a tree that was uprooted perhaps because of a storm, oftentimes you see those long roots and often there's caked onto it a lot of the original dirt and rock and soil. I saw this actually a few, it must have been, maybe it was during COVID, I don't remember, but I saw when I was walking down Pico, right across the street from the Fox Studios, and I think it was in Roxbury Park, or right by the golf course, there was a huge tree, and the entire bottom of the tree that was tilted over still had all of the land still attached to it. So that's what we're talking about. It has a lot of nutrients, a lot of soil, a lot of rock that are still caked on to those roots. Or Stefo Nar Vasalimo, or if a river came by and uprooted the tree, and there's still some of that soil and rock stuck to the roots, then you replant the tree. So what's that halacha? Im yachal lichios, if it could have lived just based on the soil that was still attached to the roots from the original planting, from the original where it originally was, if it could have lived in from that soil, from those nutrients, then patr, it is exempt. It's like it's still planted in the old soil, it's not a new tree. But if it couldn't have, if it needed the new soil that it was replanted into in order to produce fruit, then you'd be chayav, then you'd have to keep orla again. It's like a new tree. The question is, what does that mean that it's able to live based on nutrients? Live forever? That seems extremely unlikely. So it likely means that it's able to produce new fruits based on that. So if it can produce new fruits based on the soil that's still there, then it's not a new tree. But if not, if you needed the new soil, then it is like a new tree. Continues the Mishnah, Nekar Sela Mitzido. If a tree is still in the ground, but some of the soil that it was growing from, or that it was getting nutrients from, got uprooted, and now some of those roots are exposed, or the plow shook it, and some of the dirt around it got moved, or you shook the tree, and a lot of the dirt around it became very, very loose, and it's not that you can't really grow a tree like that. So in any of these cases, imagine you then repacked the dirt all around the tree, you put it all, you replaced it all, so now is that like a new tree or not? So it's the same principle. If it could have lived without you repacking, if it could have lived with the rest of the soil that was there and produced new fruit, then patr, it's exempt. It's considered that it is still the old planting. But if it required that new soil that you put there, required that new repacking of new soil, then it's like a new tree and you'd have to keep the halachas of Orla from the start. You'd have to wait another 3 years. That is Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet tomorrow.